You're really holding off Kuf for your test. Let's start this in this Gemara over again. The bottom Gemara again was Machlok Yisia. Yeah, again, Omar Rav. Rav holds Ein Yad Lepochus Mikazayis, V'Yein Shomer Lepochus Mikapul. Rav holds no Din Yad to bring the Tum in if it's less than a Kazayis. If the meat there is less than a Kazayis, there's no Din Yad. And no Din Yishomer, which is a stronger Din, it is less than a Kapul. A Kapul is a very small Shia, a bean. But if it's less than a bean there, then there's no Din Shomer at all. Not to bring the Tum, not to take out Tum, not to be Mitzarev. It has to be at least the size of a kapul like the bean of the boser itself. Rav Yechanan, no, he holds yesh yad apochus mekizayis. Even though there's less than the kizayis of a boser there, still the bone, the yad, could bring and take out tumah. And also the yesh shem apochus mekapul. Even though the food is less than the size of a bean, still Rashi says pull this pochus haber mekizayis, much smaller than a kizayis. Still, there's a loch of a shemer on it. That's from a choikus rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That says, Mason, I have a question. It says, Beidat, some way, so you have two bones. These are yodis, the chura. V'yaleihem beis chatzoyz eisim. And each bone has the chatzik gezayis of meat at one end of it. Now, v'hichnis roshem, you brought the heads of the bone, not the meat. It is a bone of a mace that has the bus of a mace there. So you put the two heads of the bones into a house. V'ichnis roshayim beis lebayis. So look in v'habayis ma'ilaleim. Now the house is like an oil. It's covering over the end of these bones that are inside the house. So look where habayis tamei. The house becomes tamei. Because these bones are from a mace. And even though the look is that the etzem, the bone of a mace, is metame yuvamag of a masor, but it's not metame b'yoyil. Here the only reason why it's tumas oil is because there is meat there. And this is a yad to the meat. So therefore, each yad is like a yad to the boser, and since each one has a chapti kezayis, so together there's a kezayis of a mace, which is metama b'yoyil, and therefore the tumah goes into the house. The house is an oil over the two bones. So who the chloride to Rabbi Yechanan, that you say yesh yad, even prochus mekezayis. Now, Ben Nekusi, Ben Nekusi says no. A Yehuda Ben Nekusi, he says, Mishum Reb Yaakov, Imre Reb Yaakov. No, heich shnei atzomes and star from the kezayis. How could these two bones, the chur, since each one is only a chatzik kezayis, you can't put the two together? Therefore, there's no tumas oil in this house. Therefore, the house is tor. That's Yehuda ben Kusi's shita. So, Mori asks the question now of a Rav. Rav shita is that there's no yad and there's no shomer if it's pachas and ashir. So, furthermore, asks the question of a Rav. Hi, the mayukumla. How does Rav put in this case? So Rashi says, like Shloye Yechud Meilu Cholgla. Now one of these two cases shouldn't argue upon him. The Chur both argue against Rav. It's worse like this. E biyad. If he says this case, these bones are a loch of the yad. It's only a handle to the meat. To then kasher ratio. It's a kasher on the ratio. The ratio, the first man the yom, says here that is mitzarif. It says that this yad brings in the tumor into the house, even though it's only a chatzi zayis on each yad. So you see, a chatzi zayis, it does have a din yad. So of course, not like Rav. And he b'shomer, if we're talking about it to shomer over here, that this bone is not really a yad, but it's also a shomer, a type, let's say, Rashi says, I think, with this marrow inside the bone. So then the bone is what protects the marrow inside. That's called a shomer. So if we're talking about now that the chatzi zayis boso was the marrow inside the bone, he b'shomer, then kasha sefer. It's a kasha on the sefer then. But the sefer, how could Yehuda Ben Akusi say that there's no din shomer over here? Why not? All you have to have is just the size of a kapul. And the chura here, it just says they were the size of a chatzi zayis. A chatzi zayis is much bigger than the shear of a kapul. So go to kasha and rav also then. The sefer, why does he say there's no din yad? How can Yehuda Ben Akusi say there's no din yad? Why not? The song about a shomer over here, rav also agrees that if the shomer is the size of a kapul, it does have a din shomer. Here it's the size of a kapul. A chatzik zayis is much more than the size of a kapul. It's worse like this. Yiboyisim, if you want, I could answer you, b'shomer. Yes, we're talking about here, it's a shomer, that this bone has the marrow inside, and it's watching the marrow inside. And Yiboyisim, yad, if you want to know, the case is that this bone is a handle to the meat. there's a chatzi kezayis meat on the other side of the bone, so the bone is a yad. So what's the pshat? He boys him if one I can answer you, yad. That we're talking about now, it's a yad. For who the yomar or ki Yehuda ben Akusya nechnami, Rav holds like you the ben Akusya. We're talking about it's a yad now. So see, it's a machlekes and a tanakam and Yehuda ben Akusya is a loch of the yad and tochus mikazayis. So Rav, it says, there's no din yad and nechnami, he'll come out good according to Yehuda ben Akusya. And the boys him if one I can answer you that the boys him be shomer. We're talking about the shomer over here. If so, if it's a shomer, why doesn't it work? How could Yehuda ben Akusya argue over here? If I tell you, Vudi Yoma Ketanakama Enechanami, that Rav holds as a Tan like the Tanakama, there is a din shomer since it's the size of a kapul. Yehuda ben Akusya argues, he holds no, even though it's more than the size of a kapul, but since it's less than a kezayis, there's no din shomer. That's Yehuda ben Akusya shita. Enechanami, Rav would hold like the Tanakama, that even a chati zayis, since it has the size of a pool, it would have a din of a shomer. Yes, a kid has to make choikas Rav and Rav Yechanan. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, I'll try and bring your proofs. It says, Mishta Sefta Nuxin, that Rav Yudaymer, Kulis, that's a big bone that has marrow inside it usually. See, it sounds like this. Kulis, Shiyesh Shaleh Kezayis Boser, if there is a Kezayis Boser on the bone, yeah, so then it says, Goro Kula Latuma Acherim. If the Yeshla Kazayas Bosa Guerreras, if you have a Kazayas Bosa on this bone, Rashi says, Kul Yesu Etzem Elyon, she a top bone of the thigh. And it has a lot of Moyach in there. So it says, Goreras Kula Tuma. Oysa Zayas, if it has a Kazayas of meat on this bone, is Goreras Kolha Kul Yesu Tuma. The whole bone is Tame. Means Shemhoye. In Kibetz Oichlin, it was next to a Kibetz of Oichlin, the Noga Sheretz Bo, and the Sheretz touches the bone, the Chomokim Shebo Tomei, the whole thing becomes Tomei. That's the Lachat says here, the school Yeshiashima Kezayis Bosser has a Kezayis Bosser on the bone, so Guerrera's Kulutuma. The whole bone is slept or is dragged along, that also has a din tumor on it. Acherim say no, Afilu Eino, not no, but the bigger Kiddush. Afilu eino le elo kapul, even there's only the size of a kapul of meat, a smaller amount of meat, only the size of a bean of meat is on this bone, also that's enough gorreras kulu tumah. It drags along the whole bone, gets us din tumah because of this bean. So the question is now for Rav, hi b'may mukumlo, what does Rav put this case talking about? What kind of a bone are we talking about over here? E biyad, if we're talking about it's a yad, meaning that not the marrow inside it, but only there's meat on one side outside of the bone, and the bone itself is a handle to that. If so, then kasha sefer, and it's a kasha on the sefer. It's talking about a yad. Here the sefer says that it has, Acher Maim says, even if it's only a kapul, also it's grower. So you see, you have a din yad, even though it's only the size of a kapul, which is less than a kezayis. And Rav says there's no din yad if it's less than a kezayis, that's kash and the ratio. So it says like this. We're talking about a shomer, then kash and ratio. It's a kash on the ratio. Because the ratio says, only because it has a kezayis bosor, is it mekabel tumah. So what do you have to have a kezayis bosor for? If it's talking about a shomer, so it should have been enough, even a kapul. What does the ratio have to say if the size is a kezayis? So Gemara says, the boy said, one I can answer you again, biyad. We're talking about now that this kulyas, this bone, that it's a handle to the meat on the other side of it. And v'ud yomek Reb Yehuda, he taka holds, he says like Reb Yehuda. It means Rav goes like Reb Yehuda, it says, kulyas sheshlov kezayis boso. So we're talking about now, it's a din yad, and that's a locha for yad, you have to have a kezayis boso. So Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, that's one terence. The boy says, if you want to can't you like this, the boy says, no, we're talking about now, this kulyas here, this bone, is a shomer, means it's watching the marrow inside it. It's not a yad, but it's a shomer. If so, I'll tell you then, Rav holds kacherim. Rav holds like the acherim. It's good why he says, that the only question is, the acherim says, as long as there's a kapul of meat there, it's grower. That's like Rav's sheet also. That the shomer works only if there's a size of a kapul of meat. but if less than a kapul of meat, there's no din shomer. So Rav goes like Rav Yehuda. So Kitzi can answer Rav. Now Rav Yechanan, what does he do? Rav Yechanan says, yes, there's a din yad and a din shomer, even pochus. So what does Rav Yechanan do with this price, with this tesefta? Rav Yechanan nama kula b'shomer. The whole price is talking about a shomer. That this kul yis is watching the marrow inside it. If so, Sakasha then, why does it only say kapul, and the first one says a kazayis, it's even less than that. So I tell you, who do yama kacherim? He says like the acherim. Now the acherim said, what, as long as the size of the kapul, it's also a kasha. But the gemara acherim, ha kapul kamri. The acherim said, you need the size of the kapul. And according to Rabbi Yechanon, there's a din shomer, even pochus mi kapul, smaller than the size of a bean. So it's a kasha and Rabbi Yechanon, who's it go like? So most of like this, enech and amni. Rabbi Yechanon goes like the acherim. Now tell like this, I did the karma tanakamish yurei, since the tanakama said this case is, that there's a kazayis here, ka'amri inu namish yurei. Rabbi Yud also said there's a shear here. Acherim also said there's a shear of the kapul. But could be the size of the kapul of lavdavka. Even pochus mi kapul would also have a shear. But pochus mi kapul also. Yeah. Just said that the acherim just arguing on the tanakama. They say you have to have the size of the kazayis. So this acherim say, no, you don't need such a big shear. So they say the size of a kapul. But really, even less than the kapul will also be a din shomer. Yeah. So then we'll come and go to Kontra B'Yechanan. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav says, Deikin and I bring you proof also to Rabbi Yechanan that the b'shomer askinin, we're talking about over here that this bone here is a shomer is watching the marrow inside it. Tiktani kulyis, because the bryce, the tesefta says a case of a kulyis, that's this top bone of the thigh, and usually a kulyis always has marrow inside it. Like if we're not talking about the marrow inside, we're only talking about the meat on the outer portion of the bone, so what do you have to say a kulyis for? Should have said other bones. Since it says kulyis, this type of a bone, like Rashi says, tam kulyis, yesh b'mayich. So talking about mistama, it's a shomer, shmamina, that's a good proof. It will learn like this. Rabbi Chanin Omar, Zel Shir, this is the Shir. Rashi says, Ho Kapul, the Kandat that Achirim said, the size is Kapul, he meant Badafka, it has to be the size of a Kapul. And less than that, there's no Din Shomer. Skruhila is like Rav. Rabbi Chanin says, Zel Shir, that's like Rav Shita, that when Achirim said, there's a Shir of a Kapul, that's the size that has to be to have a Din Shomer on it. For Rabbi Yechanan Omar, no, ain't Zel Shir. Yechanan says, no, that's not the Shir. For the Mora, what do you mean to say? Rabbi Yochanan Shitosa, it holds that Din Shomer applies even to Pochus Mikapol. For the Gemara, Ein Zashir, how could you say the Cherem doesn't mean that's a Shir for Katoni Kapol? The Cherem said clearly, there has to be a size of a bean's worth of meat in the marrow. So it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Tomorrow says, yes, again, the same Teretz. I did the Krama Tanakamish Yurei, since the Tanakamish said it's Shir of a Kezayis, I tell you, Karmino Namish Yurei. That's why they also say the shear of a kapul. But lav davka kapul, even less than that, will also be a din shomer. That's a b'yechad in shita. A shomer is even on pachos mi kapul. Tarshima kamenir, a mishnah nuksin, that Reb Loza ben Azariah metayer b'shel pul. He said, we only have the shear of a pul. It's toyer. Rashi says, b'shomer shel pul. If you have a shomer over a bean, Lav Shemru, Rashi of Kogoyin, Oysana Shabitin, Shapulin Gedalim Boy. Talking about now the stalks that the beans grow in. So you have the stalks, that's the Shemru of the bean. So Rashi says, if they Shapulin Gafin, because the beans are very thick, they're big, and they don't need a Shemru. So therefore, it has no din Shemru to beans. Such a Lazar Nazayin says, Metayim Bishapul, the Shemru of a bean is not Metama, it has no din Shemru on it. Or metame v'shal kitnias. Mashenkin, by kitnias, these type of beans, Rashi says, teshomu didakimhein. His kitnias are very thin type of beans. And they can't watch themselves. In the chomu l'nakaron. Therefore, you're very happy, the shabitim shvil still be attached to them. And they shouldn't be mixed up with the psalus. So the kids to buy kitnias, you're happy with the shomer on it. But by pull, you don't like the shomer to be on it. Like it says, v'nei shereitza v'shamishim. Because you're happy with Shemish, you're happy to move around this kidney through the stalk. You're holding it in. Therefore, the Shabbat is still called like a Shemit to it, has been Shemit on it. Yeah, Sigmar says, kidyoma ravacha bred rovo bekulcho mishum yad. So what's the kasher over here? The rai here again here is Rashi says what shabit rav goin sheyesh ben shabit rav pul kebeit rav lozer nazayim mitam mishal pul diyein shem mitzaraf lo lekebeit rav umetam mishum kitnis alma yesh shem lepachus mikapul. Hey, here it's less than a kapul over here. So you see that the din shemer on pachus mikapul. So go to kashan rav. And see how much does the pool itself is divided in half. So does he have it in Shemir on Parchus Mikapul? So the Akashan Rab over here. Zemur says no. Kediyom Ravach Abred Ravo Bekulcha. We're talking about now here the big stork. Not just us, the Shabitim, but Bekulcha, that's the big stork. Rashi says, Hortem Etame Bishokitnius, Lav Bishabri, not the top part of it, Mishim Shemir, Ela Beklach, that's the stork of it, Nageya Nogatumot. Mishum Yad, it's a loch of a yad over here. Or Mishum Yad, or my Bishamisha means the Tashmishan, the way you use it. So Rashi says, Tashtevi Hai Yad, Yad Adab Choshev, Shu Yosem Mekazayis, Shu Ekola Shabitim Mechuborim. We're talking about now the bottom stalk of it. So all the top branches, like, are attached to this bottom stalk. Therefore, it's called the Yad to more, it's a handle to more than a Kazayis. Yeah. We're not only talking about the small branches that come off it. Yeah. We're talking about the big stalk, though. And the big stalk of it, that holds all these other things. What does Tamisha means? It means when you move them around, you move them around because of the stalk. That's what does it. Someone says, my Bishamishin means Bitashmishin. When you want to move Rosh Hashimatatlan, when you want to move them around, then use this big stalk. And this klach is a tashmish liyoychol, therefore it's called the yad here. And as the yad, we're talking about now, there's more than the kazayis here. That's where Rav will learn pshat over here. That this is not a din shomer on the pool itself, but rather it's the big stalk here that holds a bunch of them, so it's a yad to more than the kazayis, therefore it's loch of a yad. Toshma, come in here. Again, we learned that the tanya we learned, the Tanya of Rabbi Yishmael, the Pasuk says, I'll call Zera Zerusha Yizara. Any type of a seed that you're going to plant. So we dashin kidera shibinayod v'moitziyin. The way a person takes out a seed to plant it. That means chita b'kliposo. That's the pasha of a shomer. That when you plant the chita, the wheat, you have the kernel, you have the shaft on it. You have the peel over it. Same thing with sorrow. When you plant the barley, b'kliposo, you have the peel around it. V'yadoshin b'kliposo. So here we're dashin is a pasha of a shomer. Just to a chita, just to a sorrow. And these things are less than a kapul. So of course, a kashan rav. Here you see clearly there's a din shomer even on pachus mikapul. Yeah. So Marin says, I'll tell you, ber yishani. Here it's the whole thing. It's the whole wheat, the whole barley, the whole lentils. Here's different. Rashi says, ber yishani. V'chi krom a rav. When did rav says shein shem on pachus mikapul? We're going chatzit pul. When is that? Was not a briyosa shleima. Either talking about a piece of meat, or else a chatzi pul, we cut the bean in half. Mashenkin over here, where you have the whole wheat, or the whole barley, that's a berry, a whole thing. Here we agree there's a shemer to the chita. That's called ber yishani. Another one says, boy, rabbi, shabbos, she has a shout like this. Shnei shemrim, mao shitzfarfu. What's going to be if you have two shemrim? Ketupra, two shemrim, held to him starf to a shi of tumma. So Moses says, hey, Kidam, what's the case talking about? How do you have two shomer over here? You learn if you want to tell me that one shomer is on top of the other one. Like first you have one shomer, one protector around the tree, then you have a second one around that. So Moses asks the question, does the top shomer have the same shomer? No, there's no din of a shomer on top of a shomer. It's only the bottom one that's the shomer, not the top one. So what's your shout to him in Starfit? If you're Snam, learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Klipas Babotzel. It's an onion, has three skins around it. An onion has three skins, and it's like this. Panimius, that's the inside skin, so Ben Shleima Ben Kedurim Therefis. Whether the inside skin is complete without a hole, or Ben Kedur, whether it has some holes inside it, fill it with mitzvahs, because that's a real shamer. That's not much like the food itself. Rashi says, Sharei he asked Mechi, could eat it. It's the inside skin like that you could eat by itself. So that's for sure it's called part of the onion itself. And so yes, what about the middle skin? So it depends. Shleima mitzvahs. If it's complete, then it's a shomer. It watches the onion, so it's the star for the shear. Kedura, let's say there are holes through that skin. A mitzvahs doesn't do a job. It's not a shomer anymore. Therefore, it's not mitam. It's not mitzvah. Mashenkin chitzoner, the outside skin, benkach or benkach, whether it's whole, complete, or whether it has a hole, or whether it's complete, or whether it has holes in it, toira, it's tor. Why Rashi says the ain shomer, agav shomer, chashuv shomer. The second protector around the first one is not called a protection. So it's not called a shamer. So what's Yishal Shnei Shemer Shvim Starfu? There's no din of a second shamer. So my answer is Rav Oishia Shamer Oichel Shechoku Kamiboyle. His shala was like this. You had a shamer around the food, a peel around the apple, whatever the orange, or the peel of the orange around it, and then the pre got cut in half. Rashi says, "Shomer shorokul goin oichol kebeitza." You had a food the size of an egg. The shomer olav and the shomer was on it. The skin was on it. The chokul, and then it divided in half. Goin shnei b'tzom. Also, you have two small onions. Shame between both of them. They only have the size of a kebeitza, and the shomer mazir on them. So that's the shiloh. You want to put these two onions or these two pieces together to kidim starf the shomer also. That's the shiloh. Shomer oichol shachok kumibodeh. Now you have two pieces to it, and both pieces have the shomer, the skin around it. So if you start and still put the two together, it's called you have the kibetza of food here, and it would be mekabel tumor. Or maybe no, since each shomer is only on a tochus mikazayis, you can't even starve them. Samar says kivun dahailoi meganahai. For hailoi meganahai, this skin does not help for the other piece, and that skin does not help for this piece. Mr. Refus, you can't put the two together. It's not like one big piece, they're two separate pieces. Or Dilma, maybe no. Kivan Dahai Megan Abidei, listen, now this piece, this Chatzik Zayis, this Chatzik Abetza, has its skin, it protects it, so it's part of it. Fahai, the other skin, Megan Abidei, it also protects its hair. And therefore, Mitzvah, maybe you could put the two together. And therefore, altogether, now you have a Kibetza worth of food, so maybe it would be the Kabatumma. So that's a Shandu's in Mitzvah or not. So where it says Toshma coming here? Says that Reb Loza ben Azayah mitayeh b'shelpul. Reb Loza ben Azayah was mitayeh b'shelpul or mitame b'shel kitnis. But he says though mishpat kitnis is tameh. Yeah, the shamer of a pool he held was tor, but the shamer of kitnis he says tameh is mitstarf, mitame b'shel kitnis. Of neisharosha b'shimushin. Because by kidney you still want the shomer there, you don't want those small twigs to be attached to it yet, therefore it's still called the shomer. So what's the kasha? L'chura that each one is a chatzik kapul. You see this mitzvah. Rashi says umatam meshal kidneys, and kusaka that the havmin was sheshnayim shloshim shabitim starfim. There's three or two stalks here, not stalks, shabitim like a. The coverings of them are mitzvah for kibetzim moichlim shemhem. Now the vade ain b'shabbat decha kibetzah. Each shabbat, each like a piece there, is not a kibetzah. So amu we see shnei shemam mitzvahim, because here it says what you can put the two together. It's mitzvah. Because either shemer or the shabitim of the small twigs there, they do protect one another, and it is mitzvah together. So my answer is no. Or melavacha b'reid we had before. The kulcha. Here we're talking about the case is you have the big stalk still attached to it. That's what we've been starf over here. Not the small twigs, the vines, but the stalk itself. Or mishum yad. And here we're talking about the shalos of mishum yad. Rashi says hamatay matar b'kulcha koy mishum yad. A yad l'kul l'shabitim. There's a yad for all the shabitim. More the little or twigs attached to it. And together, about there's the size of the kezayis there. And more than the kebetz. So that's why it helps. Where it says my. The mashmishin. What does it mean to say the mashmishin? Again, the tashmishin. Because when you want to move them around, that's the way you move them around. Yeah. So we're talking about now the big stalk, not just down the small or pulse in between them. And here it doesn't mean when you're handling them, but it means here when you want to move them around, you use the klach, that's called the yad. So again, so you have no right to allocate for a shomer or two mishomer mitzarfin and not. Toshima, come in here. The Torah, the very Mishmo, famous brisa we had, that it says, I'll call Zera Zeruah Shei Yizora, that any seed you take out to plant, they're makabel tumah. So we darshan kederach shebnei yodim matzim lezriya. These seeds are makabel tumah, the way you take them out to plant them. Chita b'kliposa, so you take out a wheat with its shell around it, usayra and the barley b'kliposa, the adashim b'kliposa. So here, what's the pshad? Each one is our shomer, and each one is less than a kebetza. So see, you mitzarf them together. So see, they could put the two shomerim together. Someone says, no, kidyom ravacha b'rei d'rova b'kulcha. Here also, we're not talking about just the wheat or the barley themselves. We're talking about throwing a big stalk, and you want to move them all together. And here's a shalom mishrim yad, but that's a yad. That was his test before. At the Yochanan here also, the shedra. Here also we're talking about now, it's the shedra over here. It's the middle bone we're talking about right now. Like it's the stem over here. It's the stem which protects them. So this stem and echnami, it's all together like one. Therefore, it's not a shal of a chatzi kebetza, but you have them all together. And umishum shayna. So the shal. First of all, Rashi said the Gemara could have answered like we answered before that Ber Yishani. But Rashi's truth, that's a dochut keteres. The more ones give a different teretz. But we could have said it's a chita, but it's a whole beria that's different. And then come kolcha mishrim yad, the yad echru. So here also we're talking about now the stem here. What's the Gemara's loshin? Hachnai b'shedru mishrim shomer. So what's the answer? Some say was this shleima aliyasa trichot isoy. Time it's a shema to the whole thing together, the stem, so all together it's one big shema to the whole thing. The stem now is a shema to the whole thing. So therefore, it's one shema, and that's what's in Starfield. They're not two separate shema. It's one big shema. Rashi says, what come with Sosobisha, Shachitim, Kavuyim, Beshed, it's in one stem. That is Sovimishim, Shema, the Cholashibolish Shlema. They're all together. It's not like separate ones. If it's one shema, if all of them together, that's where it's metama. So Mara says like this, Bishleima is good, Eloi, like the top ones. I understand why the top ones are good. The upper row is good. The upper row, like, needs the lower ones. So that's good. Eloi, Tzrichot Yisoi, it shouldn't fall through. Elot Yisoi, but the bottom rows, my Tzrichot Yisoi, why does it need the top one? Like, why the bottom rows need the top one? Rashi says, "Bishleim liyosa top row tzrichotzoy klema." The shuras la yoyne shachitim kvuyim bem tzrichim shiushos nachtonis kiyomis. The top rows of the wheat need the bottom rows to be there, because if the bottom rows will fall away, then all of the wheat will fall down. So it's good why it's a shame to the top ones. Eladar Rashi says, "Tisoy mitzrich liyosa," but the bottom row they don't need the top ones. So without the top one, the bottom ones would stay also. And still it's mistarif, shaming the top shamer to the bottom ones. The question is why you don't need it. So Mara says, I'll answer you over here. Bechod Adar, we're talking about now, it's one row. It's not up and down, it's one long row. As the Bechod Adar, come with the mistarif and shamer, the chad shamer who, the mitar kavuyim b'dechim mefkayomim. They're like all the wheats are like pushed together, that's why they stay in place. Otherwise they'll fall apart. So it's not like up and down, but rather we're talking about now, it's one row. Since it's all in one row, you all need together. So where's the question? It's only one row of the wheat stalks, of the wheats. So is there a kibetza? Like, the wheats are very small. So how many is you don't have the size of the kibetza, of the eggs of food here, with one row? So Mara says, yes, we're talking about now the chita, the shimon ben shetach. That's a gemara. And tainus, and this happened there, that they showed them very, very big wheats, pieces of wheat. Each piece was very, very big. So therefore, as long as the size of the kibetza, it's talking about big pieces of wheat. So when I said, if so, hashtag yaslochi, once you come on to this, we're talking about gigantic wheat, is chod chitanami, pechita b'shem ben shotach. You can answer Pasha then. Here when the Pasha says, I'll call Zerah Zeruah, that there's a shomer, it's not talking about to a chatzi kibetza, we're talking about each kernel of wheat itself with the size of the kibetza. So you can answer, that's what the Pasha is talking about. Therefore, it's a good shomer. But maybe if the shomer are less, then a kibetza, maybe you're not being fired of two shermen together. So again, you have no proof from over here. Guf Moshe. What we say before, in the beginning of the Daf, we had Shnei Yatzomis. We have two bones of a mace. V'yaleim Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim. And at the end of each bone is a Chatzig Zayis of the mace, of the boss of the mace. V'ichnis Roshayim Shneim Labayis. You brought both heads of the bones into a house. V'yabayis Manaleim. And the house is like covering over the bone. So even though the meat is not inside the house, just the bones, that's the yad, is a bias tamei. The bias becomes tamei. Is yesh yad, the pokus michrati zayis, and therefore it's like a yad to the mace, and therefore has a tumas oil. Yudah ben akus yermeno mishum rabbi Yaakov, heshne atzomis mitzafnuk zayis. Not going to put two together. Kerem mitzafnuk, you don't say yad, the chatzik zayis, therefore there's no tumas oil. The Amr Shlok, which Shlok says, Loshonu ala etzem dev yad. Here the shal is not about a bone, that's a yad, where the meat is on the other side of the bone. Avunema. But let's say there are only hair there, there are hairs of the skin. Lehevi yad. The hair there, that's not called a yad either. The hair is not even considered like a handle. That's nothing. But a protector maybe does. What does Rashi say? There were etzim there, the yad, but the name says achas lechashiv lemevi yad the poska el pull out el shem mevi. But how's it been shem on it though? How's the Rashi says that leshon rabbi etzim the bone there the yad avol name is from the skin the hair to pull the meat with the hair lehev, that's not called the yad. For biyachon nami yes afilu name and nami hevi yad. Even, all right, turn over. Can you one on the other side? Wait till you end the tape and turn over.